This is Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has said the modern passenger terminal at the Rabat International Airport is a key deliverable in Liberia's economy. The $50 million complex is being constructed with support from the People's Republic of China. The new terminal complex will handle an annual flow of at least 320,000 passengers. The terminal will be fitted with two walkways attached to a plane's door for passengers to disembark. For his part, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Yu said the project was an important indicator of the strong partnership between the two countries.
All these projects have laid a big milestone marking the friendship and the cooperative relationship between China and Liberia. My big thumb goes to China Harbor, Sinohydro, JPC, and the JC. Our people have actually showcased how we call it. Things can be done with Chinese characteristics.
Chinese Ambassador Zhang Yu. The construction work for the terminal kicked off last year in November. Authorities of the Nima County Community College have dedicated a childhood development center for children of employees of the college to cater for the needs of the community college employees and those in the neighborhood. The president of the Nima County Community College, Dr. Gono, said over 70 children are already enrolled at the center and a school library for them is nearing completion. The National Election Security Task Force of Liberia has begun modalities for the redeployment of security officers recalled after the October 10 elections. The Security Task Force, headed by the Inspector General of the Liberia National Police and co-chaired by the Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces of Liberia, met with heads of state security institutions earlier Monday to draw down plans ahead of next Tuesday's runoff election. Police spokesman Sam Collins told on the radio the officers will be deployed in all the 15 counties. The news is coming to you from Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. At least 61 people have been killed in clashes between different ethnic groups in Ethiopia's Oromia region. The latest bout of violence to highlight increasing instability in a province rocked by bloody protests in 2015 and 2016. In the latest attacks and counterattacks, 29 Oromos and 32 Ethio-Somalis have been confirmed dead by authorities in the West Haragi zone of Oromia region where the clashes happened. The region spokesperson Adisu Ariga Katisa explained that from Thursday of last week, 29 ethnic Oromos were killed by ethnic Somali attackers in the regions Hawi, Gudina, and Daro Lebu districts. The violence triggered revenge attacks by ethnic Oromos in another district, resulting in the killing of 32 Somalis who were being sheltered in the area following a previous round of violence. And Zimbabwe's army has announced the end of Operation Restore Legacy, which toppled President Robert Mugabe in November. Operation Restore Legacy was launched by the Zimbabwe Defense Forces on November 13, with a stated objective of removing criminals around the president. According to a statement released Monday by the commander of the Zimbabwe National Army, Lieutenant General Philip Valerio Sabinda, some of the criminals have been apprehended while others managed to flee the country. Since the operation was launched, Robert Mugabe resigned on 20 November. A new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was sworn in on 24 November, and the ruling ZANU-PF has held an extraordinary congress to confirm the developments in the ruling party. That's the Unmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmel, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.